You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. This is a replay of Sunday, May the 29th, Sunday service, with worship music from Ellen and the worship team and a message from Pastor Ripley.
Welcome to all those who are listening by radio. We're so glad that you've decided to join us this morning. God is a good God. And he's worthy. Jesus is worthy of all praise and glory and honor. It's a privilege for us to meet this morning. You know, it's really interesting when we come together for prayer in the morning before the service and the Lord speaks. And last week he spoke, and it was amazing because he spoke through Linda Croker. And as we came up to start the service, Eric Gross came up and said the exact scripture that Linda shared with us. And this morning, as I was contemplating and just praying, I was thinking of what it says in Revelation. Seven times, he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And this is what Gerald said as well this morning. So, the Lord is speaking. Are we listening is the question. In Revelation chapter 1, it says, the revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants what must soon take place, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testified to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. You are in for a blessing today, because the text today is out of Revelation. And Pastor, you're going to be blessed as you share it with us. I'd like to just remember those that are sick among us. And I went to see Donald Knutson yesterday. And he received a Bible. And he was in a great mood. And it was wonderful to talk to him. Donald, if you're listening, God bless you. We continue to pray for Mel Knutson, Janine, Berwin Pasoni, who's battling with cancer. And remember Ivy Draxler, who's a little toddler who is in Vancouver getting some care for an infection. And also remember Matthew Ravenhorst. As you know, through the prayer chain, we've been praying for him. And also please remember the Davidson family as they mourn the loss of Devin. Let's stand together. Heavenly Father, we bless you and praise you. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. We thank you that you are speaking to us, first and foremost through your Son, Jesus Christ. And your Spirit is speaking to us even now through your word. We pray, O God, that you would reveal to us, to your church, your word for today. We pray as we come together that we would worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we lift up all those that are sick, I just mentioned, Lord, and others that maybe we don't know about. Lord, we pray that you would heal them and bless them. Meet them where they're at, we pray. For you are a mighty God. You are Yahweh Rapha, our healer. We pray that you would touch them, that they would receive a touch from the Lord even now. And Lord, we pray as well for the Davidson family. We pray that you would bring comfort to them. We pray, Lord God, that you would just surround them with your presence. We pray, O God, and we just say, Lord, that you are a mighty God, and we love you, we worship you, we give you all glory, honor, and praise. You are welcome here, Holy Spirit. Amen. Reign and rule amongst your people, we pray, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Let's praise the Lord this morning.
Let there be joy, let there be peace, let there be power, let there be praise, let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. It was for freedom that we were set free. Let every mountain be cast to the sea. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Let there be joy. Let there be joy, let there be peace. Let there be power, let there be praise. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. And it was for freedom that we were set free. Let every mountain be cast to the sea. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. And we will declare it to the heavens, the righteousness of God on which we stand. And we will proclaim it to the nations. Every eye shall see, every ear shall hear, every heart will understand. Let there be joy, let there be peace. Let there be power, let there be praise. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. And it was for freedom that we were set free. Let every mountain be cast to the sea. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. We will declare it. We will declare it to the heavens, the righteousness of God on which we stand. We will proclaim it to the nations. Every eye shall see, every ear shall hear, every heart will understand. Let there be joy, let there be peace. Let there be power, let there be praise. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. And it was for freedom that we were set free. Let every mountain be cast to the sea. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Let there be joy. Let there be joy, let there be peace. Let there be power, let there be praise. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. And it was for freedom that we were set free. Let every mountain be cast to the sea. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Let there be joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, He holds the victory. And there's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Yes. We shout out your praise. Thank you, Jesus. We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. 'Cause he hung up on that cross, then he rose up from that grave. My God, still rolling stones away. And there's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. 'Cause we were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
Hallelujah. Give Him praise this morning. We welcome you here, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise you.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. You would bear my cross. You laid down your to order, who makes the orphan a son and daughter, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. on your life, that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your I sing for all that you've done for me. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. And you laid down your life. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. All that you've done for me. All that you've done for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I will build my life I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Jesus, more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take
I am waiting, abiding. Jesus, more and more.
Come live in me.
Come live in me. All my life, take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me. All my life, take over.
Amen. You may be seated this morning. What a beautiful sense of His presence in this house today. And it's so good to be back with you. We had a brief vacation. We found out how windy it is in Lethbridge. That's all I can say. But it was sunny. And there was no rain. And then we went on to Osoyoos and enjoyed some time there. We had the privilege of spending some time with Sonia's sister and brother-in-law. I don't know if they're listening today, but I want to do a shout-out to them. And we enjoyed the fellowship in Osoyoos. Beautiful town. Had a chance to go to the church on Sunday, and he preached on faith. So we had a chance to fellowship with the pastor, and it was just a wonderful time in God's presence. Well, today is Judy Saltzman's birthday. That's what I've learned. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Judy. Happy birthday to you. It's always good to celebrate a birthday, and we thank God for His provision each and every year. Praise God. Tuesday, 1 o'clock is our women's prayer and share. Wednesday, 7 p.m., Bible study. How many here have a garden? Okay. You know, you've got it all planted. It's all planted. Right? It's all planted. Yeah? Check. Right? You check, right? All planted, check. Wife is happy, check. Right? Wife is happy again. Big check. So if you've got everything planted and you're just waiting for the sunshine, then you can come Wednesday night for Bible study. And I'm going to be teaching on 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Thank you. Morning prayer and coffee at 9 o'clock. Saturday men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. It's always good to see so many come out and be part of what the Lord is doing on Saturday. I want to say a big thank you to Pastor Raff And Pastor Gordon, Pastor Raff preached while I was away. I did Bible study. Pastor Gordon was able to do one of the Bible studies. And it's so good to be able to get away and know everything is under control and the Lord is doing a good work. So let's give God thanks today. Today there is a fellowship after church, light refreshments in the lower auditorium. And then our AGM is taking place on Tuesday, June the 7th at 7 p.m. If you want to be baptized in water, and so far I think we've got three that are going through the waters of baptism. If you've never been baptized in water, there is a sign-up sheet on the back table, or you can talk to Pastor Raff or Gina, and they'll give you some more details. The baptismal service will be on Sunday, June the 26th, which is the last Sunday in June. So just keep that in mind. And I think we have a video. Do we have a video for the Blossom Festival? Because I wasn't here for that, but I heard it went very well. And can we just show that video right now? Is that possible? That's wonderful. And I think we have another picture coming up, do we? Do we have a picture, another picture coming up? Okay. Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think we have a picture, don't we, that we want to show? A picture that we want to show. I have some exciting news to declare today. My beautiful daughter is expecting. And of course, that's her husband, Ryan. And Michelle misses Grace Christian Fellowship. She misses Creston. She misses her mother. And she misses all of you. So we're praying that everything will work out wonderfully for them. Beautiful couple. And they are so happy about what's happening. And we're looking forward to another grandchild. So praise the Lord for that. Praise God. Just want to say a big thank you to Peter and Colleen for cleaning all the outside church windows. And they're so clean, you can see yourself in them. Praise God. Well, we're going to give you a chance to move around and greet some people. So let's stand and let's just move around, shake some hands, greet one another. Thank you.
Jesus, then we're back in His love. Warming myself by the fires of His Spirit, camping right close to His throne, just feeling at home. Feeling at home. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, feeling happy and free, just feeling at home. Feeling at home. Feeling accepted, loved and forgiven, a part of His great family, just feeling at home. Feeling at home. You couldn't have told me I'd find what I found, contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, laying way back in His love. Warming myself by the fires of His Spirit, camping right close to His throne, just feeling at home. Feeling at home. Contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, laying way back in His love. Warming myself by the fires of His Spirit, camping right close to His throne, just feeling at home. Feeling at home. Just feeling at home. Feeling at home, just feeling at home, feeling at home.
Praise the Lord. We're going to get into the Word this morning. Thank you, musicians. It's okay, don't worry about it. We want to thank God. We want to thank the Lord. We want to thank God. Praise God. We have an opportunity to move around and shake some hands, greet one another. After the service, we're going to be having a time of fellowship down in the lower auditorium, and we welcome everyone to stay behind, take a few moments to greet one another and minister to one another. If you have your Bibles today, I want to share a little bit on the topic, the power of your testimony. The power of your testimony. I believe every single born-again believer has a testimony. If you've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, if you have been delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ, then you have a testimony. And it's the enemy's desire to silence that testimony. To plant seeds in your mind that what God has done for you can compare to what God has done for others. But every single testimony is important in the sight of Almighty God. Amen. And everyone has something that they can share, that they can talk about to others. Father, I just thank you for your word today. And I pray, O Lord, as your word goes forth, that it would minister to people, it would touch hearts, it would ignite a flame, a fire within every individual here today, every believer. Father, I just pray today that we would see a harvest of souls in this town and in this valley in the name of Jesus. We're believing that there will come a day that these altars will be filled with people seeking salvation, wanting to be right with God. And Father, we're praying this today in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to go to Revelation chapter 12. And I know we have verses 10 and 11 up on the screen, but I want to read verses 7, 8, and 9. So if you do have your Bible, you can turn with me to Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Now war arose in heaven. Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back. How many know that there is a spiritual battle going on?
Yes, there is.
And as we get closer to the tribulation, how many believe there's going to be a tribulation? Can I see your hand? How many believe it? As we get closer to the tribulation, the intensity of this battle will increase. The intensity of this battle will increase. And we need to be spiritually prepared. Amen. That's what we've been preaching in this church. Amen. We've been telling you to be spiritually prepared. The Bible says in verse 8, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. Can I say that again? The deceiver of the whole world. You know, that spirit of deception is even now sweeping the land, sweeping the world. Its impact is intensifying. It's almost as if people would want to believe a lie rather than the truth. We just got finished dealing with COVID-19, and now there's monkeypox. And they're already preparing the way for that vaccine. So we see the enemy working, and as we enter into the tribulation, this intensity will increase. And the great dragon was thrown down. Verse 10, and I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. for the accuser of our brothers. Another translation says, brothers and sisters, has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before God. Now, as I share these scriptures, there's the sense that these things are happening within the confines of the tribulation. And we see everything coming together for these events that are described in the book of Revelation. Everything, all the pieces are coming together for these events to unfold before our very eyes. Verse 11 speaks, I believe, about the Jews during the tribulation. And they have conquered him. And whether we're in the tribulation or we're about to enter the tribulation, what I'm going to read to you this morning has significance for every single born again, spirit-filled believer in this house today. Amen. And I like what it says in verse 11. And they have conquered him. They have conquered him. I want you to understand where you are in your relationship with God and how the Bible declares you to be a victor today through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they conquered him by the blood of the Lamb. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb. All that Jesus accomplished at Calvary is what the blood of the Lamb means this morning. Everything that came to us as believers as a result of every drop of blood that was shed at Calvary's cross. Amen. Has positioned us in a place of victory. Hallelujah. And you know what? I hate to be a bearer of bad news. How many know nobody likes to hear bad news? But the truth of the matter is things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse. And so we need to understand our place. We need to understand how we can live in that place of victory. Otherwise, we're going to be swallowed up. Because the tide of evil is increasing. The tide of immorality is increasing. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about what the blood has accomplished in your life. Yes. I'm talking about the redemptive power that came to you when you gave your life to Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah! I don't think, you know, I have to admit that there are some days I wake up and I wonder, what's it all about? Have you ever woken up that way? What's it all about? But when you get on your knees and begin to pray, and you begin to call out to God, a revelation comes to you, hallelujah, that it's all for the glory of God, hallelujah. I mean, there's so many lies out there. Every time there's a windstorm, that's climate change. Every time there's a snowfall when it's not supposed to happen, that's climate change. Friends, the world is following the system of the beast. Pastor Raph mentioned that in one of his teachings. The whole world is following after the system of the beast. That's already being put together. And if anyone has the guts to stand up against it, they're derailed, they're called insane. But let me tell you something. I thank God for His Word today. I thank God for the foundation of His Word that I stand on. And I have to read the end of this. For they love not their lives even unto death. They overcame him. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Satan wants to silence us in this hour. Shut up. Don't talk about Jesus. Don't talk about what He's done in your life. Don't talk about the deliverance He's brought to you. Shut up. God says, open your mouth and declare the wondrous works of God. Hallelujah. That's just my introduction. Go to Luke chapter 8, verse 26. And you know what? This is a time of self-examination.
Yes, it is.
Pastor Raph preached on idols. We need to make sure that there's nothing in our life that's above God. There's nothing in our life that's taken that position of number one. Who is God Almighty? Verse 26, then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time, he had worn no clothes and had not lived in a house but among the tombs. Think about it. You know what? We've got a whole lot of people living like that. Are you hearing me? We've got a whole lot of people that are living under the control of demonic spirits. Are you hearing me this morning? And no amount of education from the government is going to deliver them. It's going to take the power of God to set them free. Come on, somebody. It's going to take the power of God. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." This was not the man speaking. This was the demons in the man speaking. And friends, let me tell you, I've seen this before. Where someone's voice changes, and it's no longer their voice. It's the voice of demonic spirits. It's almost like today, we don't have to deal with it anymore because, you know, we're educated. But friends, there are demonic spirits living in people, and God wants to set them gloriously free in the name of Jesus. For he had commanded the unclean spirit. You see, I'm getting to the testimony part. This is what the person had, but this is not where they're going to stay. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. And he was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. See, that's the attempt of man to try to deal with a person that's out of control. And can I say this? This young man that walked into that elementary school and killed all those children, this is not just a mental condition. This is a demonic activity. Are you hearing me this morning? This is the working of evil spirits. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Tormented. Do you know how many people are living in Creston that are being tormented by evil spirits? Do you know how many people that are living in parts of Vancouver that are being tormented by evil spirits? It's like the church doesn't want to deal with these kinds of subjects. But friends, we've got to come face to face with the devil. And we need to know that we have authority over Satan in the name of Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion." Now in Mark's gospel, it talks about 2,000 pigs that rushed down a steep embankment and drowned in the water. Many commentators say that each pig represents a demon. This man had literally 2,000 demons in him. The Bible says he called back and said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these pigs. So Jesus gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned. You know, demonic spirits always bring death and destruction. The outside of the apple is juicy, but the core is rotten. Now notice what the people did. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Wow, isn't that wonderful? But look at verse 37. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them. Can you imagine? They were more concerned about the pigs. They were more concerned about the money they lost than a human soul that needed deliverance. Are you hearing me this morning? Who cares about the money? The most important thing is this man got delivered. He got set free. He got liberated. Glory to God. The shackles were broken. You know, it's amazing how sometimes people are fearful when God starts moving. Let's talk about it. When God starts moving, some people get nervous. You know why? Because they can't explain everything that's happening. But friends, let me tell you, there is the supernatural power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Can you shout amen out there? Hallelujah. And if there's ever a time we need the supernatural power of God in the church, it's today. Are you hearing me? Some things cannot be fixed by simple words. They're going to need the supernatural power of Almighty God. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them. Look what it says here. For they were seized with great fear. They were able to put up with the demoniac. But Jesus does a miracle, and they're fearful. Does that make sense to you? Someone that's been running among the tombs, shackled, and yet somehow this man is totally freed, and the people freak out.
Yes, they do.
I'm not going back to that church. That man was bound by chains and he got freed. And you see people running from Grace Christian Fellowship because they don't understand what just happened. It was the mighty power of Almighty God. I don't know if you've ever seen demonic activity, but I have. On more than one occasion. But we don't need to be afraid. Because greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. So he got into the boat and returned. Verse 38, the man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. You know, to follow along with Jesus. Yeah. To say, you know what, I want to go with you. I got freed, I got liberated. I want to follow you. But Jesus sent him away saying, notice what Jesus said to him. And this has to do with your testimony. You say, Pastor, I never got delivered from 2,000 demons. No, but we've all been taken out of darkness and brought into the glorious light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You were in darkness, now you're in light. You were bound, now you're set free. Can somebody lift their hands and praise the living God? He said, return to your home. Obviously, the man wasn't where he was supposed to be. He had drifted away. His insanity had caused him to run away. He said, don't follow me. I don't want you to follow me. I've got a mission for you. And this mission is for every single one of us that are born again of the Spirit of God. He says, I want you to go home, get a well-paying job, and live in comfort for the rest of your life. He says, return to your home and declare. Did you hear what I just said? Declare. Now that's what the devil doesn't want. He wants you to zip your lip. He wants you to be quiet. He wants you to stay silent. Someone said, well, I'm just going to live the life in front of people. Yes, we do. But that's not enough. We have to proclaim our testimony. We have to tell people the way of salvation. Are you hearing me this morning? We need to declare the wondrous works of all that God has done in our lives. He said, declare how much God has done for you. Now I know for a lot of us, we've grown up in the church. We don't necessarily have a sordid past, didn't rob any banks. You know. But friends, along the line, we've all had a crisis in our lives. We've all had situations and circumstances that we know without a shadow of a doubt that if God didn't intervene, we're toast. You see, we forget. We have amnesia. We forget all the things that God has done for us. Some of us have been saved for 500 years. And we forget all the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Every time He spared you, every time He gave you the grace to make it through, every time He strengthened you, hallelujah, where you couldn't take another step, but God was there to enable you. Hallelujah. And he went away. He obeyed God. He obeyed Jesus. Proclaiming to his little niche of friends and family. No, that's not what the Bible says. Someone told me one time, I said, you know, I'm trying to witness. He said, you can't witness to someone until they become your friend. You know how long it would take to be everyone's friend in Creston? You need to witness not only to friend, but also stranger. Someone you've never met before. And I thank God for Bob here this morning who does just that. He declares the wonderful works of God to friend and foe and family and friends and stranger and whoever. Because you don't know how much time they have left. If you wait to befriend them and they die in a car accident in a week, you've missed out on your opportunity. You can't wait until you somehow build this long-lasting relationship. And I'm not against that. But at some point, you've got to proclaim the truth. Return to your home. Declare how much God has done for you. And he went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. Praise God. Do you realize how much God has done for us? You woke up this morning with breath in your lungs. That is the grace of God. He brought you to church this morning. That's the grace of God. All the things that God has done for us from the moment of salvation till now are things that we need to proclaim, that we need to share. You know, I know Anne Marie has a program on the radio. What a glorious opportunity to start there and share what God has done for you. That someone going through the channels happens to listen to that testimony. And they bow their head. They kneel and give their life to Jesus Christ. Friends, what an opportunity. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Will you bow your heads this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask the musicians to come. In the name of Jesus. As every head is bowed this morning, I want to ask, how many here have a testimony? Can I see your hand? How many here have a testimony? God wants to give you the opportunities to share that testimony. Father, I just pray this morning that the Holy Spirit would open up our mouths, Lord. Yeah. That we would feel that sense of courage and boldness to open up our mouths and declare our testimony. Because, Father, every time we declare our testimony, we bring glory and honor unto you. It strengthens our faith. It strengthens our inner being. And it's because of the blood of the Lamb that we have a testimony this morning of what God, Lord, what you have done in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you this morning for a mighty release of all that you have done for us to flow from us this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we recognize the enemy hates our testimony, but Lord, you love it. Because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. 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 If you raised your hand this morning, can we stand in this place? If you raised your hand this morning, I want you, just as we come to the end of this service, and we're not going to prolong it, I want you to step out from your pew or chair. And I just want to have a closing prayer at this altar in the name of Jesus. If we could just sing something this morning, Come Holy Spirit, or I want you just to come this morning. If you raise your hand, just come. We're just going to have a closing prayer around this altar. Just get as close as you can around this altar. Just get as close as you can so many others are gathering in.
I need Spirit. I need.
them up to heaven.
Come in my strength and my power. Come in thy own special way.
Let's sing it unto him.
Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own special way.
Let's sing it again. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own spirit.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
We need him this morning.
Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
Let's everyone lift our hands if we can and sing it.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
Sweep over
my soul, sweep over.
Let's just take a few more moments
soul,
in his presence.
Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit at your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
It's a prayer this morning. Let's sing it again.
Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Rest is complete as I sit at your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Father, we just thank you for this service this morning. We thank you that you have brought us together for such a time as this. Lord, that we would be the vessels that your Holy Spirit would flow through in this hour. Father, we want to thank you for every good work that you are doing in each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for the testimony that you've given to us, what the blood of the Lamb has accomplished in each and every life. And Father, we just pray that our testimonies would have opportunity to be shared, released, Lord, spoken, proclaimed, declared in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you that we can begin as the family of God, even among ourselves, we can share, Lord, through that fellowship we have one with another. Lord, I just pray a blessing on your people today. I pray as we leave this house, as we go and spend some time together, that your hand would rest upon us in a mighty way. And Lord, I'm going to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Can you give Jesus a clap offering this morning? Why don't you turn to someone and give them a hug? Tell them that you love them today.
Thank you for joining us and listening to this Sunday service replay. Have a blessed day.